So welcome, obviously. How have you found Salt Lake so far?
Yeah, so far it's been a short time that I'm in Salt Lake. You know, I joined the team in Tucson for the preseason, but yeah, so far so good. I'm really loving it. I'm glad to finally meet the players and to train with them and play a game with them. And I'm trying to settle in also, you know, when life outside of football, I'm trying to find a place to live and sort all these things out that I need to do. So yeah, so far it's been really good.
You're going to be a big role for you. You're essentially going to be replacing Javier Morales, and so the big expectations with that. How do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about Javi that he was he's a true legend in this club. All the fans love him, and I think he deserves it. You know, for what he's put out for this football club, he deserves the respect and all the love from all the people. So that's all great, but I'm not putting extra pressure on myself. I mean, in football, you know, one player goes, one another player comes. So that's pretty common for us, for football players. I'm just looking forward to get the season going.
So early training, obviously, you guys were down in Arizona, as you mentioned. The team chemistry and everything coming along nicely. Do you find this group easy to get along with, that you're integrating pretty smoothly?
Yeah, I mean, this is the best group of lads in the change room that I've been with. You know, I've been in England, I was in Holland in two different clubs. This is the by far, you know, the best guys. You know, there's a great mix of experience, of young players, you know. It's just a great change room, and I'm glad to be part of it now.
So part of being an MLS player, part of being an international soccer player, you're 22 years old. You're already pretty well traveled. As you mentioned, you've already been to clubs in several different countries, obviously a multilingual and all that stuff. Your experience as a young adult, different than a lot of American athletes. Our traditional model is you play your sport coming up through high school, you go to a university and you play that sport, and then hopefully, if you're good enough, you go on and you play in the pros. Do you think that there's advantages to the model that you followed, where you start being a professional relatively young and you bounce around and you have experience with a bunch of different places and a lot of different people?
Yeah, I mean, it's something different, you know, how soccer develops in Europe and how it does here in the States. So, yeah, as you said, you know, I signed my first professional contract with Man City at age of 17. But, it doesn't eventually mean you're playing men's football. You know, I still went through the stages of playing youth football, playing reserve team football, which is like, you know, the level between the youth and the first team. Mm-hmm. And I ended up having one game for Man City's first team. So then I decided to go to Holland to play regularly football there in men's league. And yeah, I mean, it was a great experience for me. England, Holland, everything gave me something different, you know, different side of football. So yeah, I'm glad that I chose the journey that I did.
Are you already finding stylistic differences with Major League Soccer and the North American brand of soccer versus what you experienced in Europe?
Yeah, there is differences. You know, I was expecting it to be different. I think it's a lot more physical, especially than Holland. It's a pretty quick pace, you know, in the game. And there's a lot of duels, the 50-50s and all that, you know. So I guess I'll have to adapt my game a little bit, but not change the complete style, that's for sure.
So you're in the process of moving out here with your lovely girlfriend. Is she Slovakian? Is she Dutch? Where's she from?
No, she's Slovakian.
Okay. So you've been hanging on to her for a long time? Or?
I think it's been 2 years now. So, she's coming out for sure, and my dog is also coming out.
What kind of dog you got?
An Akita.
You have an Akita?
Yeah.
Beautiful animals.
Yeah.
Where are you going to get your ink done? I saw that you're a guy with quite a bit of – with some tattoos along the arm.
Yeah.
If you need suggestions, Sean and I are both tatted young men ourselves, and we can slide you the best direction to go, but you look like you've got someone who's done a pretty good job for you there.
Yeah, well, I got a few tattoos, you know. It's been all done by the same guy, a friend of mine in Slovakia, so – for now, I'm sticking with him, you know.
We can appreciate a little artist loyalty.
Yeah, you go with someone you trust. You know someone that's going to do a good job, so we know how it is.
I know it's all about the team, and it's all about team goals, but did you come into training camp already with some numbers in your head, some personal goals that you want to achieve in your first season with the club?
No, not really. You know, I think when you do well for the team, then the personal numbers are always better. I believe that if you're looking at your personal numbers before you look at the team, then it's just going to go wrong. So I've never had a season where I set myself like how many goals, how many assists do I have to get. Of course, the higher the better, and of course it's better for the team also. But as long as the team does well, then I will be very happy.
What's your favorite, like, American, quintessentially American food that you only get over here that maybe you weren't able to find quite easily in Europe?
I don't know. I haven't had much experience about American food. The only thing I can say that we were in Tucson, and I think I ate Mexican food every day. So
yeah, you like Mexican food?
Yeah, I mean, I like it, but when you eat it 5 days in a row, you know,
you get tired. It
can get difficult. Yeah. I'll get to know all the types of food.
Well, I'll tell you something. If you need restaurant recommendations, I'm better for that than I am for anything else, because I'm kind of I got an inner fat kid. You know, I feed myself quite often. So
and a little bit of an outer fat kid.
Yeah, it's getting there. Yeah. We're getting there. Welcome, man. A lot of people are very excited to see what you can contribute to the club. Great to meet you finally, put a face with the name and all that stuff, and we're very much looking forward to a full season with you in the midfield.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I'm also very excited for the season to start, and yeah, it will be great, I hope.
Albert Rusnak is here in Salt Lake City for now. He'll be headed back to Arizona with the team, and of course, less than a month away, we will have regular season soccer with RSL.